Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us safely this far, that we have come this far in your holy and blessed name. We ask you, Lord God, that you would bless each member of First Baptist Church one by one, and then bless us all collectively, that we may realize that it is you that has made us, and not we ourselves. We come today, Lord God, because we know that there is no other God but you. We ask you, Lord God, to look in on the affairs of the people in First Baptist Church. Let them place their mind that it's all right to come back to First Baptist and do what you have laid on their hearts and their minds to do. Keep us strong. Keep us understanding that you are the author and the finisher of all of our faith. And we ask you, dear Father, if you continue to go with us, guide us, and give us what we stand in need of, that as we go through this warfare of life, we can be blessed for the shepherd that we've had for over 40-some-odd years, and for the warfare of the people to the choirs and the people who are basically working on the sideline with the musicians and all. We thank you, Lord God, because we could not do it without you. It's in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Johnson Williams, followed by a prayer from Deacon Daryl Harris.
Three, walking in the Spirit, the New International Version. Again, Galatians 5, 16 through 23. I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, purity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions and factions, envy and drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you could hear me. I'm sorry. I just want to greet y'all in the name of the Most High, which is God, our Father. My prayer tonight is going to be especially about love, you know, which we all need nowadays and need more of nowadays. This world needs more of nowadays. So let's look to the Father. Father God, I just want to thank you, first of all, for being just who you are. Because you are who you say you are. You show us every day who you are by waking us up to a brand new day that we never saw before, that we'll never see again. So, Father God, I know you say we should live here on this earth in love. Some of us don't have love in our heart for our fellow man, which we should. You know, we should love everyone unconditionally, with no transgressions, no strings attached. And God, the Father God, just help this world to love each other like you say we should. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Charles S. Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, church family. Let us pray. Our Father, I come this evening just saying thank you. Thank you for this day and for bringing us that are on the line through this day, for blessing us with a shelter, clothing, and food, with a reasonable portion of health. Lord, I thank you for your blessing, my church family, praying for each and every one that is on the line. Protect them and their families. I pray that you will bless this country and bless the president. Put a hedge of safety around about him. I pray for world peace, O Lord. Praying for the people of South Sudan, Ukraine, and other places that are in turmoil. I just say thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to me and my family and my First Baptist family, that you will be with us and protect us. I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have blessed us with. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Trustee Leroy Taylor, who is the chairman of the accounting department and a member of the Sunday School Adult Class Number 2.
Hallelujah. To our God. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Let me say good evening to my First Baptist Church family, friends and visitors. As Cynthia has said already, we welcome you to our Wednesday night prayer service tonight. And let me thank the committee, Brother Bagley, Sister Rembert, Sister Tolliver, for their tireless work and for allowing me to come before you to offer words of inspiration. Truly, every praise is to our God. The last time I had the opportunity to speak, my topic was unity. Psalms 133, verse 1 says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." And the question became, how do we achieve this unity? My answer to that question was, look no further than the fruit of the Spirit. Of the nine fruit of the Spirit, I talked about the first three, love, joy, peace, and how essential they are to achieving this unity. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about the second three, patience, kindness, goodness. Thus, my topic tonight is Unity Part 2. And what I found is that the fruit of the Spirit are all interrelated. You cannot have the second three without the first three, and vice versa. Our scripture reading has already been read by my sister Mary, and I want to thank her for doing so. It comes from Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 23. And I just want to reread verses 22 and 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you for your many, many blessings that you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. You told us in your word to be still and know that you are God. May these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen and amen. Unity Part 2. The fourth fruit of the Spirit is patience. Why is patience so important for unity? In the book, Purpose Driven Life, Rick Warren tells us that patience is developed in circumstances in which we are forced to wait and are tempted to be angry or have a short fuse. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 13:4, patience is kindness. Patience is love. Patience is having the ability to wait. God's love is everlasting, and his patience endures forever. David said in Psalm 40, verse 1, "I waited for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry." Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Ephesians 4:2 tells us to be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Scripture is clear and precise. Patience is a virtue. We all have heard it said many times that he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. As a people, we don't like to wait. But if we are going to achieve unity, patience toward each other is very important. We must be willing to wait on one another. The fifth fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Kindness is important for unity because over in Colossians 3, 12 and 13, Paul says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. In our Daily Bread publication a little while back, the story was entitled, We Are One. It gave a great illustration of God's kindness. It said that in a small farming community, news traveled fast. Several years after the bank sold the farm that a family had owned for decades, a family member learned that the property was to be on sale. After such sacrifices and saving, that family member arrived at the auction and a crowd of nearly 200 local farmers were there. Would the family member meager bid be enough? He placed the first bid, taking deep breaths as the auctioneer called for higher bids. The crowd remained silent until they heard the slam of the gavel. The fellow farmers placed the needs of this family above their own financial advancement. This story about the farmer's sacrificial act of kindness demonstrates the way the Apostle Paul urges followers of Christ to live. Show kindness to one another, especially to the family of faith. He says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. That, my brothers and sisters, is kindness. And the sixth fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Goodness is an important fruit of the Spirit because the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. Again, in our Daily Bread, they gave us a great demonstration of what God's goodness looked like. The piece was entitled, His Amazing Help. It talks about hundreds of thousands of prayers were lifted to God for the help as a horrific fire broke out in Colorado in the fall of 2020. The blaze consumed 100,000 acres in 12 hours, roaring through the tender dry forest, burning 300 homes to the ground, and threatening entire towns in its path. Then came the God sent, as one meteorologist called it. He said, no, not rain, but a timely snowfall. If you can believe that, it fell across the fire zone, arriving early for that time of year, not winter, but the fall of the year, dropping up to a foot or more of wet snow, slowing the fire and in some places stopping it. Such merciful help shows the righteousness and faithfulness and goodness of our God. To bring snow 3 or 4 months early, that's the goodness of God. When we wait on God's timing, he will show us his goodness every time. For the Lord is good, and his love is endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. If we would just follow God's goodness, unity is easy. Our supreme model for unity is the Trinity. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are completely unified as one. How good and pleasant it is when God's people dwell together in unity. Let's stay together. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.
All right, the lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds to show our appreciation for the speaker and his message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you for
Thank you for the very awesome work.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Good evening, everyone. We certainly thank God once again for this wonderful time of prayer and sharing together. We certainly want to thank Brother Taylor, Trustee Taylor, for that message. Encouraging us to have unity among us. We certainly appreciate his spirit and his enthusiasm about our working and being one in Christ. And let me thank all of us for coming each Wednesday to share in this time together. We want to thank all of those persons who participated in the services tonight, and all of the members of our church who think it not robbery to gather here in large numbers that we might be able to call in unity the Spirit of God and seek His presence and His power in our life. God bless you, and encourage others to join us in our prayer. We want to also remind you that on Saturday, April 9th at 9:30 a.m., we are having our quarterly church meeting, and we encourage all of you to come and be present. You will be receiving, if you have not already, the link for the services. It's going to be done by Zoom, and we encourage you all to come. That's Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. On the Sunday at 10 a.m., we're going to have our regular worship service, when we will be having it's Palm Sunday, and we encourage all of you to come and be a part of that experience. Our Youth and Young Adult Sunday as well. Won't you encourage our young people to join us on Sunday at that service? The preacher for the hour will be the Reverend Donald Robinson. And we're looking forward to a fine time in the Lord. And then on April 15th, we're having our Good Friday service. And that will be a service from 12 noon to 1 p.m., 1 hour on Good Friday. And we will be talking from words around the cross, sayings from around the cross. And we are looking forward to a fine time in fellowship, in music, in as well as in the spoken word on the 15th at 12 noon. And then on the April 17th, we are having our Resurrection Sunday celebration. Sunrise service, 7 a.m. You will get the link for that. You will be blessed if you would just rise early that morning and join us at 7 a.m. This also is virtual. You don't have to leave your home, but go to our link for the service and enjoy the sunrise service. And then following that, you can go at 8:30 to our Bible class or the Sunday school hour. And then following the Sunday school hour, we will have our resurrection service at 10 a.m. So you can do the same thing in spite of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic. We can still praise God and enjoy the sunrise service virtually. And then we certainly want you to pay attention to our sick and shut in. Please continue to pray for them and do what you can to support them and encourage them along the way. We also pray for Sister Sheila Bradley, whose husband, Dr. Robert L. Bradley, transitioned, and that service will be held on April 14th at the Snowden Funeral Home. Let us continue to show forth our love and support in prayer for Sister Bradley. This is now the time for us to have our prayer request. We're going to encourage you to put the names, present the names of persons, families, and individuals, as well as situations, that we might offer collective prayer for those in need. 20 seconds. Prayer request time. 20 seconds. The lines will be open.
To sleep,
family. Baptist Church family, Tucker family,
God our Father, we come before you just now asking that you would hear indeed the cries of these your servants. They have gathered at this hour from across this community, recognizing their need to be together, their need to call upon your holy and divine name, enjoying the privilege that is ours to come, that we might jointly cry out unto you. We pray, O God, that you would hear their cries. We know that you know all of the individuals, the families. You know the situations that have come before and have been presented to you even tonight. We ask, O God, that you would hear these sincere cries. Bless each one of them who are concerned for somebody else. O God, have mercy today, if it be your holy and divine will. Send healing and deliverance as only you can do. We ask, O God, that you would indeed bless the needy, those who are struggling for livelihood, those who are standing with some peculiar situation, some peculiar problem that has plagued their condition, their situation. Oh God, have mercy tonight. Be with them as only you can do. Heal the sick, oh God. You know them, God. You know all about them. You made them in the first place. And so, God, we come right now asking that you would heal them. Strengthen us, oh God, and provide, oh God, the strength and help
and support we need that we might be able to be delivered from our situations. We ask thy blessings upon the bereaved, O God. Have mercy tonight, O God, and comfort them. Let them know that they're not alone. Stand by them one by one. And then, O God, we pray special blessings for the lost, those who have not found you, those who do not know you, those who have not come to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Oh, God, have mercy today upon them. May they hear a word. May they hear a song. May they see a situation that would beckon them and turn their minds and their hearts toward thee. Oh, God, be with them as only you can do. We pray, oh, God, for this nation. We pray, oh, God, that you would help us turn from our wicked ways, oh, God, and draw nigh unto you. Have mercy today, if it be your holy and divine will. We pray blessings upon our community, oh, God. We pray that you would provide what we need that we might be able to overcome all of those barriers that would break down community and hinder us from being the people that you want us to be. And now, God, we ask special blessings upon First Baptist Church. Oh, God, please bless us to have the unity that was spoken of tonight. Help us, O God, to draw real close to one another, that we might be able to love one another fully, O God, and that we might be able to have the strength and the power to do what you want us to do, to walk where you want us to walk, and to, O God, speak when you want us to speak. O God, guide us and strengthen us. And, oh, God, bless that there would be unity among us. Break down all of those barriers that would hinder us from being in love with one another and embracing one another and able to walk in your light of love and your light of peace. Guide us that we may be as good as you would have us to be, that we might be able to be a light in this world, and people will be blessed, lives would be saved, those who are lost would be found, and the hope of eternal peace will abide in their spirits. These and other needful blessings we ask in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen.